Okay, Brochem Abayim, everyone. Start a new week. So for today, we're on page 78. Just a couple program notes. So Tuesday will be off because I have a concert to go to. And then Wednesday, we have Rabbi Eilitz. So, oh, no, Rabbi Eilitz will be fine. We could do it before. Yeah, that's no problem. Just Tuesday. Okay, so the Mechaber says in Chav Tes, quick halacha, ein levarach shum bracha kishecholetz tefillin. You don't make any bracha when you take off your tefillin. Afilu kishecholetz am erev Shabbos ben hashmashos. Even if you take off the tefillin, erev Shabbos, again Friday, really late, right before Shabbos. So in other words, the idea is that Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Yerushalmi brings down that the people in Eretz Yisrael used to make a bracha when they took off their tefillin. That was the bracha that they would make. And the idea is because nighttime is not a time of tefillin, so therefore the mitzvah is, so to speak, over. So again, even if you hold that nighttime is a time of tefillin, so that's why the Mechaber is saying, let's say even if it's right before Shabbos, everyone agrees Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. So therefore, as we'll learn later in Meretz Hashem, so even then you don't make a bracha when you take off the tefillin for a long duration of time. Okay. Okay, let's go on to Siman Lamed. Zman hanachasam. When could you put on tefillin? Now we know where you put on the tefillin, where on the body you put on the tefillin, but what time could you put on tefillin? So the Mechaber says, as you all know, Zman hanachasam b'boker mishiyira eschavero haragil imo ksas berochok arba amos v'yakirenhu. That the time, in other words, the earliest, as the Mishnah Berurah says, tchilas zman hanachasam. The earliest that you could put on tefillin, again, even though the mitzvah is all day, right? We don't do that, but still, the earliest you could put on tefillin is the time when it's light enough outside that it's light enough that you could recognize someone who you're a sort of acquaintance with. Ksas, rogil imo ksas. You're regular with him a little bit, and you would see this person 4 amos away, let's say 8 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, v'yakirenu, and you'd be able to recognize him. Now, we obviously don't relate to this because we have street lights, right? So it could be pitch, you know, it could be 11, 12, 1, 2 in the morning, and, you know, you could tell somebody walking down the street because we have street lights, Baruch Hashem. But again, it would be the time where if there were no street lights, it's already light enough that I could recognize the person. Now, the idea is that would be considered sort of like day already. We'll see that there's a problem of putting on tefillin at night. Again, it's a discussion whether nighttime is the time of tefillin. But we'll see later, even according to the people who say that nighttime is the time of tefillin, there is a problem with wearing tefillin at night. There's a gzera derabanan, so we'll see about that later. So be that as it may, the bottom line is that nighttime we don't put on tefillin at night. We don't wear tefillin at night. So then the question is, when can I put them on? The earliest I can put them on. Answer is day. But it doesn't mean day, sunrise. But rather, as far as this is concerned, it's can you recognize someone? Now again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there was a very interesting language of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you have to be able to recognize somebody, haragil imoksas, not somebody you're very familiar with. Somebody you're very familiar with, you could tell them even at nighttime from far away. And it, on the other hand, can't be somebody who you don't know at all or barely know. because then they could be standing right on top of you and you won't recognize them, even during the day. So it has to be this middle ground type of acquaintance where you know them a little bit. Know them a little bit, and you could recognize them from four amas away. So then that's considered light enough. It's light enough outside that you could start putting on tefillin. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason for this is because it's a pasuk that we saw before. Remember, we talked about that the shel rosh that we wear should be exposed. You shouldn't cover it up. And why? Because the pasuk says, "Varu kol amei aretz," that the all the nations will see that the name of Hashem is on you. And what is that referring to? That's referring to the shel rosh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that we see from that pasuk that tefillin has some relationship to seeing. The people see, or you see, that they're seen. So therefore, the earliest time to put on tefillin is based upon sight. Can I recognize a person who's a somewhat acquaintance with me a certain distance away? Okay. So you all know we have, if you remember when Rabbi Blue Segatak was here, and surely he spoke about this, because we used to have this issue with the early minyan, the 5:45 minyan, because it was many times like very, very early, and too early. So sometimes that we'll see about that. They had to put on tefillin and make a bracha later. So this was the issue. There's a time that you see called Mishiyakir, when I recognize somebody, that's this time. And that's the earliest time you can make brachas on talis and tefillin. Now, again, Rabbi Blue Zegel Tzadik was saying that Rav Moshe Zegel Tzadik Bracha would go outside, you know, especially like if he lived in the mountains. You know, I don't know what he did in the city, but let's say when they went to Camp Staten Island, so, you know, like in the mountains, there's not so many street lights. And he used to go outside and see, you know, and see. So it's very interesting. I don't know, maybe we're skewered because of the street lights. But a lot of times, you know, you look on these charts and you see a time of Mishiyakir, and I don't know. Again, I don't know. These people who bask in these times are much bigger than I am. But again, I would think that if you went outside and there was no street lights at that time, let's say, I don't know, 72 minutes before sunrise, I don't know if I could recognize people. It's pretty dark.
So there has to be another person, right? You can't just go outside and say, I recognize a tree? Or?
Right. It has to be somebody
who's
this level of acquaintance. Again, I don't know if a lot of those people are walking around. I guess, you know, it's not every day, but in other words, one day you happen to meet somebody like that, and you recognize them, so, how much before sunset is that? Sunrise is that, you know, like, I don't know. But again, we usually go by these charts that say, you know, 60 minutes before sunrise, 72 minutes before sunrise, you know, like different times.
It's possible that the light makes it darker because our eyes get used to the same light. We don't, if it's completely dark outside, then the light from the sky might be enough to be recognized.
I said, I don't know. You know that's true?
I surmise that.
Okay, that's an interesting theory. And I don't know because I don't know, when it's dark, it seems dark. I don't know. You know that old saying, the darkest part of the night is right before dawn. I don't know. Like again, this is a very interesting thing that we have very, like by Shabbos, three medium stars. What's a medium star like? We don't have, right? Any star we see must be a gigantic star or a planet or something. You know, like we don't see medium, small. You know, unless you go up to the mountains. You know, but. Like, I don't know. That's why we have charts, because, you know, like, we have no idea when, you know, when this time is. So There's different opinions. So many degrees below the, above the sun's, sun, above the horizon before sunrise. You know. I don't know. See, it's also interesting. It seems to me again that sunrise is like you would think sunrise is earlier than what it says on our charts. You know. Because when you go outside, when at least it seems to me. Like when it's sunrise, it's like been sunny for light for a long time. So I heard in the name of an Adam Gold, because a lot of these charts are off anyways because of the refraction of the light, depending on where you live and the mountains and topography and all this type of stuff. So it's not a real true sunrise sunset.
The problem is, like what I'm saying, backwards and not forwards. You're not missing it. Because the light is extra light because it's the sun's there early at night.
So then sunrise should be earlier.
No.
Should be later.
Yeah. Because I thought
sunrise or sunset.
No, I thought by sunrise it's not just light from the sun. You actually it's more of a time when you can see an image of the sun and you can see.
The sun breaking over the horizon.
Exactly. So it's not the sky is light. That's just
right.
That's just refracted light.
Okay.
The clouds.
Well, see, we have another problem also, like over the horizon or over, because we have mountains in that direction. So over the mountains or over this horizon, that would be also a very big difference.
So it makes sense. The sky, a lot, you can see downtown LA being lit up, even though it's not at sunrise because...
Right. Okay. Yeah, so that's the problems. I guess, again, in the mountains of New York, it's probably easier. Less big buildings, or you're in the mountains, so you don't have the mountains blocking. I don't know. Okay. Asur laniach tefillin belayla. So again, as we were discussing before, the bottom line is that you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night. Why? Very interesting idea. Shema yishkachem v'yishan v'hem. Because we're scared, maybe you'll forget about the tefillin, and you'll fall asleep with them. We know you're not allowed to sleep with tefillin on because maybe your body will not be in the proper state that it should be. So therefore, again, no matter which way you slice it, again, the Mishnah Berurah says that we hold that nighttime is the time of tefillin, but still, midoraisa, nighttime is the time of tefillin, but still, we can't wear tefillin at night. Why? Because we're scared of, this Gzera Darabana, maybe you'll fall asleep wearing them. And then your body will not be in the proper state to wear its tefillin. Im heinicham kodem shetishka achama. Let's say you put on your tefillin before sunset. V'chashka alav. And then it got sunset. So in other words, I put on the tefillin daytime. But now it's sort of nighttime. I feel him alav kol laila mutter. So the Machaber says, even since you put them on in a time that's okay, so even if you wear them all night, you didn't take them off, still that's okay. The ain morin came, but we don't teach people that halacha. We don't tell people that halacha because really that's not the right way to do it because we're scared you're going to fall asleep and the whole thing we discussed before. Im lo chalat tefillin mishishaka achama mibnei shelo haya lomakom l'shamram. Unless you are still wearing, you put on the tefillin during the day, again the same case, and now it's nighttime, and the reason why you didn't take off your tefillin is not because you know you don't want to take off your tefillin, it's because there's no safe place to put them. Right? At least if you wear them, you know, you can cover them up, maybe that. But right, if you put them, if you take them off, so then you have to carry them, get stolen, right? Or whatever, you know, you can't leave. I think we mentioned this, in the old days, the shuls were outside the city. That was the only place the non-Jews allowed the Jews to put a shul. It wasn't safe out there, right? So, like, we don't appreciate, you know, just don't appreciate.
From animals or from people?
People. get vandalized, people get... That's why Ashkenazim have in Marv, Baruch Hashem, L'olam Amen V'Amen, after Hashkivenu. Because it was, they had to dab Marv early, so they wouldn't say Shmon Esrei, so Baruch Hashem, L'olam Amen has 18 names of Hashem, so it was like Shmon Esrei. And then they left, and they said Shmon Esrei, during the time of the Byzantines, and the Goyim were not so nice to us, to say the least. I mean, and then it was not safe to be. Another thing. We say Vayechulu Magen Avos after Mar. Why? We say that it's a delaying tactic. So somebody was diving Shmon Esrei a little longer Friday night. This way he could finish Shmon Esrei. And right, because right after Vayechulu, we say Aleinu, leave Shul. So let's say, again, if a shul was out there, so then he's davening Shmon Esrei, he's left alone. It was dangerous. It's dangerous. Right? Again, we don't appreciate how we live. So again, so the person put on the tefillin before sunset, and now he's still wearing them, but why is he still wearing them? He's still wearing them because there's no safe place to put the tefillin, so he'll just keep on wearing them. And he's wearing them to protect the tefillin. Mutar umarun kein. So then you could teach a person, you could teach that halacha, that you could wear tefillin even at night to watch them, to protect the tefillin. Okay. Tomorrow we'll get into the famous halacha, and that is in Gimel, Meretz Hashem B'li Neder. That is what happens if you have to go somewhere and you have to daven early, and you have to, so you want to put on tefillin early. So what do you do about the bracha tefillin then? So again, this is what we classically call the 5:45 minyan shayla.
It might happen for the Arminyan now because of daylight savings
time. Yeah, you mean if they keep daylight savings time. Yeah, well, let's not worry about that. Okay, yes.